Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
We found out today that the September rescheduled Boston Marathon has been canceled, first time in the race's 124-year history. WBUR's Alex Ashlock, our resident Boston Marathon reporter and the one who was with us when we found out about the reschedule, joins us now in the studio to talk about what we found out today. Welcome back, Alex.
Thanks for having me. You only have me on when we're talking about things that aren't happening. I hope we sometime get to talk about the marathon when it does happen, but maybe that won't be until 2021.
I know. And Alex, I know how important the marathon is to you. I'm sorry it's not happening.
Yeah, it's a disappointing announcement. But to be honest, I'm not surprised that they made this decision. It just seemed like, the trends weren't going exactly in the right way. And how do you bring 30,000 people together and a million spectators together safely? We don't know when something like that will be able to happen again.
Alex, this news is only a little more than an hour old. The reporting's been a little confusing about who actually did make the decision. Was it the BAA, Boston Athletic Association, or Mayor Marty Walsh? What do we know?
You know, it is a little bit confusing. I had trouble sorting it out myself. So Mayor Walsh said that the Boston Athletic Association, with the city's input, determined that running the race this year was just not feasible for public health reasons. So we see Mayor Walsh and we see Tom Grilk of the BAA as sort of the public faces of the marathon, but there are so many other people and communities, you know, behind the marathon, all the cities and towns that the race goes through. You've got the state, you've got the Massachusetts State Police. They're all involved in the marathon because it's such a huge logistical event. But it comes down to, I think, the mayor and the BAA getting together, assessing what's going on, and coming to the decision that, as I said, it's just not feasible, or they said, it's just not feasible for public health reasons to hold this huge mass participation event in September.
So what are we going to do instead, Alex? What's going to happen?
Well, they're going to do this virtual marathon. They're going to set up. Races have done this. You can run the race on your own in a virtual sense, and you know you're still going to get a T-shirt and maybe even some sort of finisher's medal. I think Tom Grilk of the BAA said we can't bring the world to Boston with runners from all over the world coming to Boston for the marathon, but we can bring Boston to the world with this virtual event. So that's going to happen in the first week or two of September. They're going to organize this virtual race.
So what does that mean for the runners, Alex, and what are you hearing from them?
Yeah, I've heard from a few runners this afternoon, and I think they're like me. It's sad, but they're also not shocked that this decision was made. The race got rescheduled at one point. That was about a month ago, more than a month ago, actually. We've continued to follow this pandemic. It hasn't really stopped. So they're sad. They're disappointed. But again, they're not shocked. One thing I would say is, you know, when the race was rescheduled from April to September, everybody that was registered and in the race automatically got moved into the September race. But now the race is being pushed back to 2021. So you're not automatically qualified or entered in the 2021 race. So people are going to have to, they can use their qualifying time for this year, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get into the race. So there's just still a lot of uncertainty around this whole story.
Yeah. Well, we're going to continue to watch it. And as you say, hopefully next time we talk about it, it'll be because it is happening.
I hope
so.
I guess that'll be April next year.
Thank you. That's right. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.